You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 13, Episode 11 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on social issues. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about busyness. Maybe this is something we might not immediately associate with this topic that we're talking about of social issues. But we all see that people are busy. People talk about being busy, and that has an impact on our spiritual well-being. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get started. We're all familiar with busyness in our own lives, in the lives of other people, and people talking about how busy they are. And busyness is the condition or the state when we have a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it. And when we think about busyness and what causes busyness, there are a variety of factors that lead to one being busy. We can be busy because we have real responsibilities or because we have perceived responsibilities and duties that we think we need to do, and so we fill our time with those things. We have self-imposed obligations that we just feel like we need to get something done. No one else is going to hold us accountable. No one else is going to think anything of it if we do this or that, but we hold ourselves accountable. And so we have self-imposed obligations. And then for a lot of people, and a lot of times we have just time-wasting activities. And usually for all of us, it's a combination of those four things: real responsibilities, perceived responsibilities, self-imposed obligations, and time-wasting activities. Those four things are going to combine to giving us this feeling of busyness that we have. And you will have some people who will argue that we should be busy. They'll argue in favor of this. And what usually they do is they contrast busyness with laziness or idleness. Even though, as we're going to see as we go through this, those aren't exactly opposites of one another. But those who view busyness as a virtue, especially those who are trying to follow the Bible or defend this from the Bible, they will typically believe that they are simply making the most of their time. They're not wasting their time. They're trying to be hardworking and industrious. And so I want us to think about what the Bible has to say about this. But before we get into the Bible, some statistics about busyness. Now, we could all think about anecdotally what we see in our own lives, in the lives of people around us, how we talk to people. Whenever we talk to people, we ask people how they're doing. A common answer people give is that they're busy, that they have a lot to do. We have probably given that answer too, that we just have a lot to do, that we're busy. And some statistics I thought were interesting on this, that a recent study of parents with school-age children found that families spend less than 45 minutes together on a typical weekday. Why? Because they're busy, and so they only have 45 minutes to spend together on a typical weekday. 60% of parents describe their daily lives as hectic. And in 2016, the average employee in the United States worked 38.7 hours per week, which doesn't sound like a lot. It's less than 40-hour work week. And they worked 46.8 weeks per year. But keep in mind, that is an average. And that includes people who really don't do much work at all. And if they are busy, they're busy in other activities. But 40% of employees regularly work more than 50 hours per week. 20% regularly work more than 60 hours per week. And so these tasks that someone is working, someone is being productive, someone is providing for their family, that's going to take up a good deal of time. A 2013 poll found that 40% of Americans get less than 7 hours of sleep a night. And we can talk about how much sleep someone needs. It's going to be different for each person. But generally speaking, the average person gets less than 7 hours a night. Why? Because they are up doing other things. Maybe good things, maybe not so good things, maybe wasting time, being productive. There's many different things someone can be doing, but they are up doing other things. But what's interesting about this, and this is why I said at the beginning that we can't just say busyness is the opposite of idleness or laziness, because we can be busy by filling our time with wasteful things and foolish things. And one statistic that I thought was really eye-opening on this point was that despite a busy and hectic schedule, the average adult in the United States spends almost 6 hours a day watching video. That includes TV, DVDs, the videos that you stream on your computer or your phone, different apps, all combined, 6 hours a day is the average that the average American adult spends watching these types of videos. And there will be links to all of these in the show notes, but that last one, keep in mind, that's filling your time with something and making you feel like you're busy, but that's not being hardworking and that's not being productive. And so we need to understand there is a difference between hardworking, productive, industrious, and then someone who just has their time filled with activities. And so what does the Bible have to say that relates to this topic of busyness? Well, first of all, we need to recognize that God's people are expected to be hardworking and industrious. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, the wise man said, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. You have time now. Be active, be hardworking. Whatever you find to do, do it with your might." In chapter 11 and verse 6, and talking about the uncertainty of life, the wise man said, "Sow your seed in the morning and do not be idle in the evening, for you do not know whether morning or evening sowing will succeed or whether both of them alike will be good." We don't know how certain endeavors are going to turn out. And sometimes we need to, because of that, work more hours than maybe we would want to, or we would have to if everything works out perfectly, work more hours because we need a backup plan. We need a contingency plan in case things don't go as we want them to go. But work morning and evening. Be active, be diligent, be busy in the sense of being productive and hardworking. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23, the servants were told, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men." And when we think about what Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 5, when he was talking about widows there and the church caring for widows, he instructed those who were younger, rather than the church caring for them on an ongoing basis, there was another thing that they were to do. Because the danger was that if they were just taken care of, they would learn to be idle. And he didn't want them to be idle. So instead, he says in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 13, "At the same time, they learn to be idle. They go around from house to house, and not merely idle, but also gossips and busybodies, talking about things not proper to mention. Therefore, I want younger widows to get married, bear children, keep house, and give the enemy no occasion for reproach." Man or woman, whatever station we have, whatever situation we are, God expects us to be diligent. He expects us to be hardworking. At the same time, though, we can't just be busy all of the time, even with work, because we do have to make time for things that are more important, things that are of a spiritual nature. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the Hebrew writer said that we are not to forsake our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Take time to assemble with your brethren. Assemble with the church to worship God, to encourage one another. Spend time, as Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, to study the Word of God. He said, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." It takes time to learn how to accurately handle the scriptures. And so we can't just be working all the time and busy all the time and just neglect our spiritual well-being. We need to take time for what's important. And part of that is we can go back to Ephesians chapter 5. We won't read all of these verses, but back in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 22 and going through chapter 6 and verse 4, Paul talked about the home relationships that we have, the relationship between husbands and wife, parents and children, and there are certain responsibilities that we have. And in order to fulfill those responsibilities, we cannot just be going all the time and working all the time and away from home all the time. And so, yes, we are to be hardworking, and sometimes that is going to mean working 50 or 60 hours a week. I'm not saying that we can't do that. We've been conditioned in this country to think that, well, 40 hours a week, that's the most you can work, and if you work more than that, then you're a workaholic. No, the scriptures don't say anything like that. The scriptures don't teach that. We may be working hard. We may be working 50, 60 hours a week, but we cannot do that and neglect what we were talking about here with the spiritual responsibilities, responsibilities to our families, to our spouses, and to our children, responsibility to the church, and to our study and growth in the Word of God. We have to make time for those things as well. And in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16, an important principle to remember, Paul said, making the most of your time because the days are evil. We need to use our time wisely. This is about stewardship. We have a certain amount of time, and everyone has the same amount of time. We have the same number of hours in the day, and so it comes down to how we're going to use those hours. And going back to that statistic that we mentioned earlier about the number of hours a day people spend watching TV and watching videos on the internet and doing things like that. How many hours are spent doing that? Is that wise? Is that using our time wisely? Is that being a good steward of our time? We are to be hardworking. We are to be studying the scriptures. We are to be taking time to assemble with the saints. We are to be taking time to be with our families and to fulfill those responsibilities. Are we using our time wisely? Are we being productive, or are we just busy for the sake of being busy? Also in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, there's a principle here that because of the limitations that our bodies have, that how God has created us, we have to make time for rest. That's just a natural part of life. And we looked at the statistic earlier about the number of Americans who get less than 7 hours of sleep a night. And maybe you're someone who can function fine on less than 7 hours of sleep a night. If that's true for you, that's fine. We're not talking about a specific number of hours. But the point is that whatever we need to function, we need to make time for that. We need to make time to rest. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 12, it says, the sleep of the working man is pleasant, whether he eats little or much, but the full stomach of the rich man does not allow him to sleep. That man is working. The sleep of the working man is pleasant. He's not avoiding sleep. He's not taking time away from that, because that is necessary. That's necessary for him to be able to work as he needs to work. Over in Mark chapter 6, we have the example of Jesus. And think of the limited time he was here on the earth and all the things that he had to do and opportunities that were before him and all the good that he could have done, all the people that he could have taught. Notice Mark chapter 6, verse 30 through 32. The apostles gathered together with Jesus, and they reported to him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. They went away in the boat to a secluded place by themselves. There were a lot more people who wanted to see Jesus, who wanted to hear the message that was being taught. that was not going to stop. So Jesus, being the creator and knowing how the bodies of the apostles here were going to function and the limitations of their bodies, he said, you need a break. You need to rest. Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while. And we need to realize that we do need to have time for rest. And if we're so busy that we cannot rest, you know, the scriptures don't mandate for Christians a Sabbath rest like it did for the Jews in the Old Testament. But there is a principle that we are to take time to rest. And if we are too busy, whether busy in good things or bad things, or wasteful things, if we are too busy, it's very easy for us to fail to make time for God and to fail to make time for spiritual things. Over in Luke chapter 8, when Jesus explained the parable of the sower and he talked about the seed that fell among the thorns, he said in Luke chapter 8 and verse 14, the seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with the worries and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. They were too busy thinking about all these other things. They were focused on all these other things that choked out the word. He told a parable in Luke chapter 12 about a rich landowner. And we won't read all these verses, but if you go back and reference that, it's in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. And you have a rich man, and he had an abundant harvest, and he didn't know what to do. He didn't know how he was going to store all the crops, so he decided, well, I'm going to tear down my barns, I'm going to build bigger ones, and that way I'll have room to store all my crops. He was going to be busy. But he was going to be busy in being productive. He was doing something that was productive. He was hardworking. But the problem was, is he said in verse 19, I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. He wasn't thinking, well, I'm going to be hardworking. I'm going to be industrious. I'm going to get all of this done while I am also serving God and also growing spiritually before him and doing those things he wants me to do. He said, no, I'm going to worry about that later. I'm going to think about that later. I will say to my soul, you know, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God told him he was a fool because his soul was going to be required that night. He didn't have the time that he thought he had. He needed to be mindful of his spiritual well-being. And yes, be hardworking, but don't neglect your spiritual well-being. When Paul was speaking to Felix in Acts chapter 24, in verse 25, Felix told him, go away for the present, and when I find time, I will summon you, when I have a convenient season. So many people say that, well, it's not convenient for me right now. I have too much going on. I have too much to do. I can't think about the church. I can't think about the Bible. I can't think about God. I can't think about those things. I have too much going on. I have too much to do. If we get to be too busy, and again, it doesn't matter if it's being busy doing productive things and working hard or being busy just because we just want to sit around and watch Netflix all day, whatever it, however we're filling our time or with whatever combination of things we're filling our time, if we don't have time for spiritual things, then it's very easy to just not make time for them. It's very easy to push those out. So the bottom line that we need to remember is that it is good to be productive and to be hardworking and to be industrious. But we cannot fill our time with activities, even good ones and even necessary ones, so that we no longer have time to engage in spiritual activities that God expects us to do. So let us be hardworking, but not be so busy that we don't have time for the things of God.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Before we close for today, I wanted to mention that I am currently conducting research on children's Bible classes that are conducted by local congregations. So if you have a couple of minutes to take a brief survey, I would appreciate that. That would help me gather research and gather information I'm trying to do. There will be a link in the show notes of this episode. You can find it www.plainbibleteaching.com/podcast and find this episode, and there'll be a link to that survey. Next week, we're going to be wrapping up this season, and we're going to be talking about how to discuss contentious topics. Until then, I hope you have a great week.